Hey, let's do it. So if you could be known for only one thing, what would it be?
Loyal relationships, number one most important thing to me.
What's the greatest lesson in leadership you've learned as an entrepreneur?
Probably that the only way to be a leader is to go do it, do something yourself that you're asking somebody else to do and be willing to do it. Not just say, hey, you go do this because I don't want to or I don't know how to.
What personal characteristic has been most pivotal to your success?
Oh, I'd say perseverance. When I got into trouble with the different downturns, especially when I had debt, sticking with it, not letting the bank take a bunch of properties back, just continuing to figure out a way to keep them so my investors wouldn't lose their money. I had one partner who said in 2009, right after the global financial crisis, he said, "Let's just go bankrupt and start over. We owe so much money to so many banks." And I said, no. We have to come through for the investors. If we bankrupt it, they lose everything. If we fight going forward, they'll get their money eventually." And so, perseverance.
Love it. Love it. Okay, so time to inject a little randomness here. Just tell me when to stop cutting the deck.
Right there. Perfect. Okay.
All right. Where would you most like to travel?
Well, we are traveling. My wife is taking me to Africa on June 14th. And we're going first to Rwanda to play with the gorillas. And then we're going to the Serengeti in Tanzania to the Great Migration. And she's really looking forward to it. I think I'm going to be eaten by a lion.
I love it. It sounds like an extraordinary adventure. So just love it. I just love asking those questions. You never know what you're going to get.
Right.
Okay. What's one tip or trick that investors can implement in their business today?
One trick or tip that they can
Yes.
implement. Probably going deep into questions like what you're doing right now. I think the biggest secret to success is being a great question asker. And the more questions, and by the way, the tougher they are, the better. Because when you assume, you make mistakes. And by asking enough questions, the tough questions, you don't have to assume very much because you've asked and you know the answers. And then you can make a decision with good judgment.
Name a book that's helped to forge you as a leader or as an entrepreneur, and let us know why.
The Four Agreements by Ruiz. It's a very short little book, and it talks about that not assuming things, making sure you ask questions and don't assume anything. Talks about making sure you always do your best, which is really important. Being impeccable with your word. When you say something, make sure that you believe it and that it comes from where you're. Commitments are as opposed to where your BS is. Yeah, it's a
I
great
love
book.
this. This has all been sterling. Can you send us out with a quote to help forge our listeners as leaders and entrepreneurs?
Yes, it's not a quote, it's actually a tool and it's one word, WAIT, which stands for Why Am I Talking When I Should Be Listening?
I love it. I love it. We're going to end it on a very, pensive philosophical note. But for those that do want to reach out and talk to Joel, what's the best way to get in touch with Joel Friedland?
We have a website. It's Brit, BRIT with one T, BritProperties.com. It's named after one of our fantastic property managers. When we sold our brokerage business to Transwestern in 2014, we started a new little business, little boutique-y business doing the same thing. And our property manager's name was Brad. So we had to come up with a name, BRIT. Brad really is terrific.
Love the acronym, and I love the appreciation too. Joel, I want to say thank you so much for taking your time to share your knowledge and experience with our audience.
My pleasure.